Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 9:30 agenda item and it's our monthly meeting with the ADJ and TCA. And so with that, good morning, I welcome you. Do you have any concerns or business that you need to bring forward?
I have an update and Greg is aware of it. The migration kickoff meeting is Friday afternoon. And Chris, you can update him regarding the cameras because that's your project.
Sure, that's largely facilities and IT, their project. But last I heard, it sounded as though they were working through the existing cameras on replacing those. And then we have a meeting this afternoon. I believe it's this afternoon to figure out logistics.
Perfect, yeah, that was the thing I had on my question. How was the cameras going?
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, I can fill in a little bit from an IT perspective on the two topics that were brought up, the Office 365 migration at the Idaho Supreme Court. That's moving the judges, the TCA's office, over to the 365 accounts for the Idaho Supreme Court with the idcourts.gov domain. And then, so that meeting on Friday is to work with ISC IT staff to determine what that migration looks like, who's going, who's staying, who has two accounts, just to get the rubric and the process going forward. I think Ada County just finalized.
Yes.
Moving to 365, so we're up to bat on this.
Oh, good.
So looking forward to working through that process. And then the camera project, which is the district court fund funding camera security within the courtrooms. So working through the configuration of what maybe the marshals and judges and state staff can do to shut cameras off in case we need to. And also blurring out certain areas on the plaintiff and defense vehicles. Yeah. It's just an overall meeting to go through the configuration and how we're gonna use those cameras in the courtrooms.
Okay.
We're working through the TCA's office on that.
Okay.
Would that be a fair update?
Yeah. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
And it's just, maybe it's not relevant for this, but where's the storage? And then how long is the retention on what you're doing?
Oh, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, it's a 60-day, typically, okay. That we do throughout the county, so it's a rolling 60 days.
Okay.
And then that's part of the conversation we're going to have, I think, today about who can extract the video and who has access to this stuff.
Okay. So in progress and developing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be a policy that we'll have to get approved? That probably doesn't exist?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we'll probably work with the court specifically is determine what that looks like, because what I foresee is their retention, their configuration, their access will be potentially different than the county setup.
Right. Yeah, my question would be if you get a generic public records request, who leads priority, and will this need a policy to be able to protect the integrity of the courts?
Could I speak to that, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The data recorded inside the courtroom is essentially a state data under the way the court rules set up by the Supreme Court are set up. So public records request should go to the trial court administrator's office to deal with that, and it should not be a county function. So there shouldn't be the necessity for any county policy, shouldn't burden the county staff at all, and it'll be the TCA who handles those kind of requests. And so we're preparing for that in terms of setting up a mechanism to deal with it, but it should not put any burden on county resources for us to handle those kind of public records requests.
Excellent, we'll take you at your word.
So Mr. Chair, Judge, spot on. So whenever we get a public records request, and it's been this way for a long time.
Okay.
Court record or court proceeding, you think it goes to the TCA's office, they handle all public records request responses.
Okay.
To make sure we're filling that 3 and 10 day extension if needed.
Okay. All right.
If I could address it further, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If there's a dispute or something like that over someone saying you didn't respond fully, you didn't respond timely, something like that, that'll be handled by the courts, by the state system. So again, that's going to place no burden at all on the county resources.
Okay. Very good.
Very good.
All right.
You know, I do have one more update.
Okay.
And it's not completed yet, but with the savings and donations from jury fees, you know, people donate. Well, they don't get issued a check. They just waive that. We were able to purchase tables like the ones in the public meeting room and new chairs, and then facilities is going to paint. It's going to be real. Once we get it done, I will email Jen and let you guys know for grade to come up and look at it. It's really going to be nice, just a nice refresh for juries, you know, where they deliberate and when they're in trial. So that's nice with the savings on that.
Good, good.
Very good.
All right. Anything else?
I don't know if I have anything, but thank you.
All right. You guys good?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.